I think most of us like new things. If we get a new car or we have a new grandbaby or whatever it is, it's nice to get something new. If you notice throughout this Easter season, how many times the theme of newness comes up. Let's look at our readings today. From the first reading, this is a little quote, and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. In the second reading, behold, I make all things new. In the gospel, I give you a new commandment, love one another. So you can see the common thread going through these three readings that God is doing something new. The old order is passed away. Now all things are new. So let's look at that. What does it mean, this new order of things? What is new? Well, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the fact that Gentiles are now able to be saved and come into the church. It wasn't long before the church realized this fact, and they rejoiced in it. That means that you and I are able now to enter into life with God through Jesus Christ. We're Gentiles, most of us, I suppose. Of course, this happened at the very beginning of Christianity, and maybe we don't feel the impact of what it means that the Gentiles are now able to enter into salvation. So the mystery is that we're all loved by God. He loves all of us, Gentile and Jew. And we're all destined for eternal life with God. So the Easter season, we're celebrating something that is new. And we're constantly reminded to sing, praise the Lord, hallelujah. He's risen. Through him we can rise to eternal life with God. And that's a good news, reason to rejoice. God wants all people everywhere to come to salvation. Now let's look at that second reading, Book of Revelation. St. John has a vision. He says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And he says, behold, I make all things new. In this vision, St. John looked upon the beauty of the church, the New Jerusalem, especially upon the fact that God has come to dwell with the human race in a permanent way, that God is involved intimately in all our human joys and our sorrows. He's ever close to us. He wipes away the tears from our eyes and destroys death and mourning, wailing and pain. That's what the good news is about. The old order has passed away. God is Emmanuel. He's with us always. He's here to stay. He has entered into an unbreakable covenant through the blood of Jesus. And from now on, he's wedded permanently to the church. Not for the salvation only of the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well, for the whole human race. Now death is overcome. Death is no longer going to be just the end of human life, because heaven is where those who cling to Christ are going to end up. That's the most hopeful message we could ever hear. There's possibility that we can each go to heaven after our death, and we can live forever in the mystery of God. The old order has passed away. Everything is new. And finally, we come to the gospel for today. Again, it's the theme of newness. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. It's a commandment, not a suggestion. To belong to Jesus, we must love one another. What is love? How do we show love for one another? Jesus gives us the answer when he says, as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. We have so many amazing examples of this love in the lives of the saints. They put love into practice, sometimes in extraordinary ways. Think, for example, of St. Maximilian Kolbe, when he heard the SS officer selecting a man to execute that man, and the plea of this man to please spare his life for the sake of his wife and his children. St. Maximilian, inspired by God, steps forward to the SS officer's surprise. And Maximilian offered to take the unfortunate man's place and to die instead of him. That's putting love into practice. But even if we never have such an heroic opportunity to show love, each of us can put love into practice in our lives. A mother or a father who gets up in the middle of the night to tend to their child is living that commandment of love. A priest who makes himself readily available to visit and comfort someone in need, even when this inconveniences him, is living out this commandment of love. A brother or a sister who takes time to help a sibling who needs a helping hand, even if he or she would rather do something else, is living out that mystery of love. Christ took this love to the extreme when he willingly died for us. What is new in his commandment is the reward that awaits those who follow this commandment of love. They will inherit eternal life with God. And that's what's possible now, since Christ died to open up this kingdom of heaven to all of us who obey his commandments. I think every once in a while we need reminding about the glorious destiny that awaits us and what an awesome God we have. So we join the angels and the saints today at this holy mass. We worship him even now as we await the day when we can worship him forever in the kingdom of heaven.